Hello and welcome to the Oracle of Light podcast. I am your host, Shauna DeMellon. In this week's episode, we are talking about ghost busting, otherwise known as home and space energetic clearings. Sometimes I've had people call me over the years telling me that their homes or their spaces are haunted. That they've heard different noises, the lights are flickering, different smells in the house. There could be cool spots, areas that they refuse to go into, crawl spaces, just, people feeling like they're being watched. Their sleep is disrupted, their children's sleep is disrupted, animals are acting strange, staring at the walls, staring at movement around the stairs. There are all sorts of ways that these different energies and these beings, if you will, they will make themselves known. And your home, especially, is your personal sanctuary from the outside world. And when the energy is not harmonious and balanced, you can feel agitated, not able to fully relax or even lose sleep. And over the years, I have cleared energies from people, spaces, homes, offices, businesses, properties, even animals, even from people. And anywhere else that energy may be connected or lingering, garage spaces, sheds, Quonsets, I've cleared acreages, farmland, vehicles. I've cleared energy from pretty much anything that you can imagine. There is an energetic resonance. There's an energetic frequency. And when those frequencies kind of get stuck, if you will, then that's when I will go in and do a clearing. And it's interesting because for years now, I've cleared homes, apartments, and condos for realtors. When there is a property that's stagnant, that it's not moving, it's, if they've done price reductions, if there's something that isn't shifting or moving, they'll call. And the latest one, it was a condo, and it had been on the market for about, I think it was 8 or 9 months. And they had multiple showings and just no one was interested. And they did price reductions and they had it staged. And it was all beautifully presented. It was a gorgeous, gorgeous unit. And the realtor called and he said, can you come by and just take a look? And there was actually someone who had died in this space. And that energetic imprint or the resonance that was left behind, people were aware of that. They could pick that up, that there was something a little bit off about that particular condo. And in fact, that energy, that being was actually still there in that space. We refer to spirits that do not go to the light after they leave their physical body as an earthbound spirit. And so when we leave our physical body, there is this beautiful light that opens up. It's very much like the movie Ghost, if you haven't seen that and you're interested in mediumship and anything spirit communication related, that's a piece of homework I always give my students and clients, to watch the movie Ghost, because that is exactly what I see as a medium. When someone leaves their physical body, there's this beautiful white light that opens, and for whatever reason, if that being, that spirit does not go to the light, then they will be referred to as earthbound spirits. And when an earthbound spirit is around, they don't have the same awareness that they did when they had a physical body. And we won't go too far into that into this episode, but just understanding that they can be agitated, they can be feeling lost and angry and very confused, very confused. Another movie that really depicts spirit in a beautiful way is The Others with Nicole Kidman. It's actually the story of a family that dies and they don't realize that they've died. And so again, they become earthbound, which means that they're sort of in an in-between space. They're no longer in their physical body and they haven't made the transition to the light, to the afterlight, whatever you'd like to call that. And so they are in this space where they're no longer able to communicate with their guides, their crossed over loved ones, and they're not able to communicate the same way as they were when they were in a physical body. So it's really, really quite fascinating from my perspective as a medium. And this isn't for everybody. I've explained this in other episodes that mediumship is a very different frequency. It's a very different realm to work with. And if you're not guided to this realm, that's okay. You will find other things that light you up. I am absolutely 100% lit up with mediumship, anything with spirit communication. And the first space clearing I did was actually in my own space. It was actually in my own home. I'd gone to a yard sale. And there was this beautiful metal star, and I absolutely fell in love with it. And I said, "Oh my gosh, I have to have that. That's amazing." And so I picked it up, and it just felt, I don't know, it just felt weird. Like there was something about the energy of this star. And I set it down, and I thought, "That's really weird." But I really wanted it. I had the perfect spot. I had just painted, I had to have it. So I brought it home with me. And over the next couple of days, I would look up, but I would feel like someone was watching me. And then it would be gone. And then I would just start to feel really cold in the room at certain times. And then it would dissipate. And then I would just start to see things out of the corner of my eye and I would look and it would be gone. And this is when I was just starting to offer professional readings. And so my awareness and my sensitivities were right, up, at a 10 out of 10, but it was in my own space. And so it was really, really kind of confusing at first. I thought, "Oh my gosh, what the heck's going on?" So, what I realized was that by purchasing this star, there was an energy attached with it. There was an energy that came home with me. And so, once I understood that, then, and it was interesting because until that point, I didn't realize that an earthbound spirit could be attached to an object or they could, linger and follow. Someone home. So basically, this energy had followed me home, and she had taken her own life, and had didn't go to the light for various reasons. And so it was really quite profound as a medium. And so as soon as I realized that, I just froze, and I immediately call all of my peeps in, all of my spiritual peeps, and I light a candle, and I've got sage and. It was like, "Okay, please step forward." And then I was able to cross that spirit to the light. And, every now and again, she would pop in and just say hi. And she was really lovely. And she's continuing her journey on the other side, which is beautiful. And so that was really my initiation into space clearings. Some people call them, hauntings, or there's a ghost. Hollywood has done this incredible job of representing, or I should say, misrepresenting what spirit communication really is. And again, there are these different energies. And once we are willing to have the awareness that, okay, there's something here, there's something up, what is that, and what do I do with it? Then we can start to look for solutions. And, if it's in your own home and something doesn't feel right, then you can absolutely reach out to someone and have a space clearing and have anything that's lingering behind. And so, people often ask me, when would your space need energizing or clearing? When you've moved into a new home, when you've bought a new home, if you think of all the tradespeople who have come through, imagine the painters, you know, if the painter had a really, really rough day, maybe he's, you know, had some financial difficulties, or he's had a fight with his wife, or something has, you know, something has him off that day, and he's rolling paint on your walls. He's actually rolling all of that energy into the walls as well. And so that energy can sort of, it'll form an energetic imprint, if you will. And then, you know, imagine all the different tradespeople that come through, right? Like it's, if you think there could be, you know, a couple hundred different people that go through a new home, depending on the size of it, you know, different tradespeople, and then the inspectors, and just, you know, all sorts of energies that are coming in. And not to say that everyone leaves energy, there isn't energy lingering after everyone leaves. It's funny, I often say that when I look at it energetically, it looks like Pigpen from Charlie Brown. It's like this, some people I see this kind of dust cloud following them around, and they're choosing to have that, whatever it is. And I will see that in spaces along with other things. And so energetically, that's what it looks like to me. It just looks like this different foggy energy that's accumulating. And so a new space, absolutely, a new home, or even an older home. Most of the house clearings that I do are in older homes. And again, if you imagine, you know, I did a house clearing a few months ago in a home that was about, it was about 100 years old, 120 years old. And if you imagine how many families have lived in that house, how many people have been in that house, you know, leaving an energetic footprint behind, leaving an energetic resonance behind, you know, and there, you know, someone had died in the house, and you know, there could have been arguments and divorce and upset and sickness and illness and injuries, and you know, the dog died, and you know, there could be so, you know, just a myriad of things that happen in our lives, and that gets recorded energetically in our space. If we're going through a really difficult time, you know, people that have gone through depression, or there's been a mental illness, or, you know, there's been a loss, a death, you know, all of those emotions and the energy can literally get trapped in that area, and it just sits there and it lingers until it's cleared away. When you are opening a new place of business, or you have a new office, that's the perfect time to set those energies and really, really clear away any stagnant energies, anything that isn't a contribution, and really anchor the new energies moving forward. Again, after an illness, an injury, depression, if your home just doesn't feel right to you, this is something that I'd say, you know, 9 times out of 10, this is what someone will say to me. Something feels off. There are noises. I woke up in the middle of the night, and it looked like someone was standing at the foot of the bed, and then I blinked and they were gone. You know, spaces in the home I don't like to go into. It's usually the basement. It's usually the basement or crawl space. You know, it's from my perspective, it's really quite fascinating, because again, 9 times out of 10, it will be something like, my house doesn't feel right. My place of business, there's something not quite right. I don't want to be here by myself. I will not be here after hours when it's dark. I will not go into the basement. And so those are clear indications to me that there's spirit activity. There's spirit activity. And again, for whatever reason, that energy, that spirit didn't go to the light, and they become stuck. And it's for those of you who are into mediumship, and you love spirit communication, you'll understand what it means when I say it's such a beautiful experience to cross a spirit over, cross them back into the light. It is such a beautiful experience, because they're no longer lost. They're no longer stuck. They're not confused. They're not scared. We're sending them where they need to be to continue their journey in whichever way they choose. Interrupted sleep is huge, huge. I didn't realize that. This is before I started doing crystal grids. I will do crystal grids in the space clearings that I do now, just to anchor the light and just to kind of keep an energetic vacuum on the space, if you will, so that is continuously clearing these energies that may accumulate. Someone had come over to the house, and again, I do readings and I teach classes and I have my family and friends, and you know, there are lots of energies go through the house. And the dog started barking. So after everybody left, I was home by myself, and my dog, he started barking, and he went and sat at the bottom of the stairs, and he was like watching. I wasn't really focused on what he was doing, but I was kind of looking to see what he was doing. And it was like he was watching someone walk up the stairs, but I couldn't see anybody. And then the cat started hissing. The cat ran up the stairs and started hissing and growling. And I thought, oh my gosh, what the heck is going on? And then it wasn't until later that night when everybody was tucked in bed and my daughter woke up and she was upset. And she said someone was in her room, and it was like, oh my God. And of course, you know, even as a medium, that scared me. I was like, what? Oh my God. It was like, I was 10 again. There was spirit in the room in the middle of the night, right? Like it was like, no, not this again. And what I realized was that, yes, there had been an energy that didn't get cleared for whatever reason that was left lingering in the house. And so I cleared this earthbound spirit. He was cleared to the light. And then from that point, I was able to reset a grid, a crystal grid on the house to ensure that, you know, there aren't any spirits that are left lingering in my space, so to speak. Another time where, you know, your space may need energizing or clearing is after a divorce, after a breakup. You know, again, think of all the emotions that is an emotionally charged time, any sort of breakup. And that energy can just be lingering and stuck. Again, if there's a death, you know, again, that the grieving process, if you've ever followed the David L. Hawkins, the consciousness scale, he goes from 70, I believe it's 50 to 1000. And 1000 is, think, you know, Gandhi, Buddha, Jesus, very enlightened consciousness. 500 is love. 350, I believe, is hope. Grief is 70. And shame is at 50. So a lot of the people that I work with are in a vibrational resonance of 70. And for us to manifest and thrive and create a life that we love, we need to be closer to 500. And so just keeping that in mind, right? Like if you're not feeling uplifted and safe and comfortable and like your home is your sanctuary, then there could be some energetics that are at play that need to be cleared. And the same thing in a business. I've cleared businesses, offices. You know, if there's something that feels off, then chances are that's your intuition kind of giving you the heads up. And you don't have to be a medium to pick these things up. A lot of my clients will call and just tell me, okay, I just saw something. I just heard something. I know there's something off, because we all have intuitive gifts. Every single person on this planet is intuitive. I have just chosen to master and polish mine so I can share them with everyone else. And not everybody chooses to go to that extreme or that level with it. And that's okay. But I always like to tell people that everyone has a sixth sense. Everyone has intuitive gifts and abilities, and it's whatever they choose to do with them or not. Another time where it would be a really good idea to have an energetic clearing is, you know, when you want to open the door to fresh new opportunities. It's like, you know what, it's kind of like spring cleaning, just clearing all that energy, clearing all the gunk, and really setting the energies to start magnetizing in everything that you'd really like. When a tenant or a roommate moves in or out, again, think of, you know, a house that's even 50 or 60 years old. And the chances are it's not the original people that bought that house. And how many people have lived there? How many people have visited, have been in that space? Even when you have guests staying with you, that's another fabulous time to smudge and clear the space, is after people leave. Because again, they are bringing all of their energetics with them. And think of, you know, Pigpen, Charlie Brown. And I'm not saying it from a place of judgment or bad. It's just everybody's got stuff. Everybody's got stuff they're working through, lessons they're learning, things that they're mastering. And yeah, if you're having a bad day, that sort of energy might be lingering around with you. I ran into a friend of mine the other day, and he's always very upbeat. So every time I see him, he's like, "Hey, how's it going? Oh yeah, great. Having a great day. Life is fabulous." Like he's just, very charismatic and has such an infectious personality. And when I ran into him, I said, "Hey, how are you?" And he was like, "I'm okay." And I just froze. I said, "You're okay?" He's like, "Yeah, I'm okay." And so his energy was a little bit off that day. And it was interesting because that energy just kind of stuck with him. And I don't think people are really aware of the energetics or aware of how their energy impacts the world around them. And this isn't to say we're supposed to be like Mary Poppins running around singing and skipping and jumping and rainbows and everything is fabulous all the time. But the majority of our life, I believe, should be like that. The majority of our life should be filled with beautiful, incredible possibilities, because that's what we get to choose every day. And people don't realize that is that, everything is a choice. So if you're choosing to live in a space that feels off, that you're scared, that there's something up with, spirit activity, there's just something doesn't feel right, then you can make another choice. You can smudge, you can learn how to smudge, you can Google online how to smudge, how to clear the energies. And if there's something bigger that isn't moving that you feel you need a little bit of help with, then that's when you reach out. You can find, someone like myself. You can find people that come in and do feng shui. They'll come in and look at the energy and kind of get a feel for what that looks like. I've also, cleared a lot of land. And, we used to live in an area in Calgary that, in the history books, I had to look it up after a while because we lived on the side of this hill that had all these beautiful trees, and it was just gorgeous, gorgeous property. And there were a lot of spirit energies that came into the house. And my daughter came upstairs and she was screaming, "There's an Indian in the basement, there's an Indian lady." And I was like, "What?" So she's like, "It has red eyes." And I'm like, "Oh my God." So these energies occupied that land. And it was really quite fascinating because once I started looking at the history of the land, of course, there was an ancient Indian burial ground. There was a beautiful stream where their tools and they would clear and clean off all their tools, and they would wash, the animals that were killed. And there was such a rich history. And of course, that land hadn't been disturbed for many, many years. And then you've got, the big diggers coming in and building foundations and creating all of these new houses. And it was disrupting the land. So it was really quite fascinating. Again, this whole realm fascinates me, and it's not for everybody. And so it's always fascinating to look at the land that the house is built on. There are, energetic ley lines that run through the earth, and those can impact the energy in a house. Something as simple as all of the electrical that runs into a house, especially into older houses, that can impact the energetics in a house. Basically anything and everything. I've seen pretty much everything that can impact the energetics in a house. Again, the previous owners, anyone who's lived in that space, there's an energetic imprint. It's like an energetic fingerprint that just leaves that residue or that energetic that person has been there. And what else was really interesting is I was called to do a space clearing on a ranch. So there was the house, and there was an older home. There were barns and Quonsets and different garages and different spaces. So we went through and cleared everything. And these folks had horses. And they said, you know, there was this one corner of the property that the horses wouldn't go anywhere near. Like they would get within, you know, maybe 50 yards of it, and they would start to get really upset and agitated. And they said, would you go take a look? I said, yeah, of course, of course. So we went out on one of their four-wheelers and went out on the quads, and it was actually a burial place. There were oh gosh, there were babies that had been buried out there. There were animals, there were dogs and cats and horses, and there were all, it was like a little, it wasn't marked as a cemetery, but there were all of these different energies there that had been, the bodies had been buried in this corner of this property. And so once we cleared all of that energy, everything that that is, and everything connected to it, then, I mean, it wasn't the favorite spot on the property once they knew that that's what it was. But then it just freed up the energy so that the horses could go by that area and not be agitated and upset. So there are so many different ways that we can, you know, clear the space from lands, homes, apartments, condos, cars, you know, so many different spaces. And so after I have an initial consultation, I will just move through the space and kind of get a feel and an understanding of what those energies are that are present. And each clearing is so unique. And so I always go in and smudge. I love Palo Santo. You can use Palo Santo to smudge. And some people like white sage. I'm not a fan of sage, but that's just me. I love Palo Santo. And crystals and any lingering spirits that haven't gone to the light, those are crossed over. And, you know, it's funny. Often these spirits are just trying to get our attention. They will ring doorbells. They will flicker the lights. They will, you know, move things. You know, children and animals, again, they often see ghosts or spirit because they don't have any fear or points of view around seeing spirit. You know, my daughter had imaginary friends for years. And we affectionately call the cat Midnight the Medium. Again, I would know if there was something lingering in the house because he was tracking it. So he's, you know, again, he doesn't have a point of view about it. He's just like, hey, I'm watching you. I see something. And it's interesting because anytime that I'm meditating, he will sit and, you know, he'll sit or he'll lie right in front of me and he'll stare up above my head. And I often wonder, what does he see? Does he see my guides? Is there like a strobe light? What is he looking at? It's just so funny. And so, yes, once the house has been, the home or the space has been cleared, I will put in place, you know, anything as I'm guided. Oftentimes, there are crystal grids. And they're, you know, unique to every space. Sometimes it's a prosperity grid. Sometimes it's for grounding. Sometimes it can be for, you know, energy clearings. Sometimes it's just like creating that energetic vacuum, like I have on my space, so that everything that needs to go, has to go, wants to go, that isn't a contribution is just gently cleared and transmuted. And yeah, it doesn't have to be a big drawn out experience, if you will. And what I find is that by clearing your home or your space, the energy is reset, and then you can enjoy a calm, joyful, and comfortable space. And I'll also teach people how to do it themselves. I mean, if you get stuck with something, then absolutely reach out. But it's very easy to smudge your own space and create that energy, create the energy that's uplifting and healing. And again, your home is your sanctuary from the world. It's where you can rejuvenate and replenish. And it's very important to continuously clear these energies. You know, I'm continually smudging. I must have been a pyro in a past life. I always joke because I have candles going. I love burning Palo Santo. I'll have incense. And I'm always setting the intention that that's just clearing away anything that doesn't need to be in my space anymore. And you know, one of the best clearings I did years ago, I had a family call and they said every night that toys would randomly start playing in the toy box. And my client, she said to me, she said, there's this fire truck that my brother bought for my son before he died. And he thought it was funny because it was so loud and obnoxious, and he knew that it would irritate me. And she said, I didn't know if I believed in the afterlife until one night I got up and I heard that fire truck. And she said, I dug it out of the toy box. And she said, I flipped it over and it didn't even have batteries in it, and it was going off. And she said, in just a flash, she saw a picture from, like the 70s, with her brother. It was a picture of the two of them. She said she just saw this quick flash of a picture of the two of them. And she said, I cried. I knew instantly that it was him. And so that was just absolutely beautiful. And so yes, once we went in and cleared the energy, and we always set the intention that our loved ones can come in and say hello. Our loved ones, love never dies. Our loved ones are just no longer in a physical body. They are very much a part of our lives. They love birthday parties and celebrations, and they're here to assist us and love us from the other side. And it was really beautiful that she was able to experience him like that. And so he still pops in every now and again, especially around, the holidays or birthdays or, any sort of special function or time. He loves to be there with the family. And so I just like to clarify that for people that, my loved ones still come in and visit with me, and it's beautiful. I wouldn't have it any other way. One of the other clearings I did was a hair salon that was in Inglewood, and the girls are so lovely. They let me share this story. There was, I think it was three stories, so it had a basement, a main floor, and an upper floor. And I always know that there's spirit lingering around because it smells old and musty. It kind of smells like, if you're in the Calgary area, we have something called Heritage Park. It's a park that has old homes on it, and antiques, and it just has so much incredible energy in it. And so whenever I go to Heritage Park, there's this smell when I go into these older homes. It's this smell that I instantly know that there's spirit in the house. And I've been going to the salon for maybe a year and a half, and I'd never smelled that smell until one day I went in and I was walking up the stairs, and I could just smell it. It was like, whoa. And then the girls started telling me, yep, the lights would turn off, and there was a non-existent doorbell that kept ringing, things crashing in the basement. And then they would go down and there would be nothing there. No one wanted to be in there alone. They wouldn't go into the basement by themselves. They felt like someone was watching them. And so they had all of these things happen. And so we went in and cleared, and there were actually two earthbound spirits. And so we cleared those souls and reset the energy. And then afterwards, they said, it was an instant shift. Everyone was happy, that it was airy and bright and positive, and it just lifted it to such a different level, which was really fantastic, because then that would impact all of the stylists, everyone that worked there. It would impact all of the clientele. And so it sort of creates this domino effect. When we're able to shift the energy in a space, it will uplift everyone who is in that space, which is fantastic. And so that's a little bit about ghost busting. If you have any questions, please reach out. Let me know. Hop on over to my website, livealifeyoulove.org. I have blog posts, and I do have an energetic audio clearing that you can purchase and download. And just by playing this clearing, will clear your space. It won't set up any energetic grids, like I mentioned before, or any of that sort of energetic support, but it will clear the energies. So you could be playing this every week if you wanted, and it will clear anything that isn't a contribution. It will just keep your energy nice and clear. So you can head on over and check that out. I offer in-person readings if you're in the Calgary area. I'm more than happy to come out and take a look and see what's happening. And if you are drawn to mediumship, I will be teaching my level one mediumship February 28th, 29th, and March 1st. And again, all that information is on the website. I send you mountains of love. And if you need any help with ghost busting, you know where to find me. Take care, and I'll talk to you soon. Bye for now.